that Laman the Yoma Kolakosabe Makaven Smicha Makfo. According to Rabbi Yechon, any mitzvah that's said in the Pasha of the Shemini Shomaluyin, which by his korban there was a mitzvah smich, he's supposed to put you in on top of the animal, it's the kufa there. Mashenkein, Laman the Yoma, Dover Shein Makav Adoris, Ein Makav Behen, is smich loy makfo. The Man Yomar says no, any mitzvah tzedurus is not likuvam, was not likuva then b'shas demeluyim. Or ledurus minolim, how do we know that ledurus, for now, afterwards, that whenever there was a mitzvah smichom, there's tratus only a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it. But if the bialim was not somach, to not put his hand on top of the korban, how do we know the korban is to kosher? How do we know takad loy makfam? The Tanya we learned. The Pasuk says, v'somach v'nirtza. The Bible, when he brings the korban oilo, he's supposed to put his hand with all his weight on top of the animal. V'nirtza, then he has his kapara. V'chismich, for the Gemara, v'chismicha mechaperis. Like it says, v'somach v'nirtza. Mashba, right after smicha, yav your kapara, yav your forgiveness. For the Gemara, that's true. V'chismicha mechaperis. V'aloy ein kapara ela b'dam. We know the ikka kapara of a korban is the zrikas adam. After the shchita, you make the kabbalah adam, and when the kohen puts the dam on the mizbeach, that's the Gemara kapara. So how come the Pasuk says, V'somach v'nirtza? Right after you make smicha, you put your hands with all your weight on top of the animal, on top of the korban, to say yavi kapara. Shenema, because we know it's only with the dam, what the Pasuk says, Ki adam hu benefesh, yichaper. It's with the dam that you have your kapara. So v'zoyu matam loyma v'somach v'nirtza? How come the Pasuk says here by smicha, v'nirtza mashma you have your kapara right away? That means to say like this, Shem also l'smicha shure mitzvah. If somebody made smicha like shura mitzvah means a leftover of like the shurayim of a mitzvah. In other words, like he didn't do the mitzvah. Shurayim, the leftover of the mitzvah. Is malal of a custom, kilo loy chippur of a keeper. It is as if the Torah is saying, you don't have a kapara, but you do have a kapara. What does that mean? That means even though there's a mitzvah to do smicha, that's by kochim we say, when the Torah says the mitzvah once, it's a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it. So if you didn't do it, you don't have a complete kapara, because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. But our kopon of a chippur, you do have a kapara, because it's not likuva. By kodshim, it's only likuva if the Torah says something two times. The Torah only says it once, we say a new agdara. It's a mitzvah to do it, but if you don't do it, you still have your kapara. So that's this pshat for samach v'nirtza, you should know. If you don't make semicha, you don't have a complete kapara, but our kopon of a kapara you do have. Like Rashi says, shiurei mitzvah, tap Rashi, kloimar. Let's say somebody made smicha like Yishurayim, the leftover the mitzvah. It's not choshev in his eyes. He didn't go to do the mitzvah smicha. He did not put his hand with all his weight on top of the korban. So we say kilu lekipur min amufker means he doesn't have a complete korban, the best type of a korban. But akol ponav v'chipur k'darmina bezvachim kipa legavra. The person does have a kapara. Yika kapara b'dam, because the main thing that gives you a kapara from your korban is the blood. Avo loy kipa nami means shlakayim mitzvahs kainam in a mukher. Just means you didn't do the mitzvah the best way, the way you were supposed to. That's the pasuk v'samach v'nirtza. That even you have a kapara, that means even without smicha, you have the kapara, but you don't have the complete aside of mitzvah in a mukher. But our kolparam is not likuva. That's not malchimina. According to Rabbi Chanina, just like Ladoris, if somebody doesn't make smicha, the korban is to kosher, who would then by the meluyim also. If Aaron HaKohen didn't make smicha on the first Shemini Shamaluyim, the korban would also be kosher. But according to Rabbi Yechon, it's not like that. Rabbi Yechon says, anything that says by the pashas of meluyim was likuva. We have Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak Gomar Tenufa. Another Nachmina is the mitzvah Tenufa, that you're supposed to pick up the meat, you, the Bailam and the Kohen. Ike benayim. That Laman the Yom, according to Rabbi Yechonon, Kol HaKosev Ben Makev Ben is Makfa. According to Rabbi Yechonon, if Aaron HaKohen wouldn't make the mitzvah tenufa, would not pick up the piece of the meat, the korban we puzzle. But according to Rabbi Chanina, Laman the Yom, that Dovah Shein Makev Ladoiris, Ein Makev Ben, any mitzvah that's not likuva later generations, was not likuva then b'shastim luyim, is loy makfa, etaka would not be possible, the korban would still be kosher. For the Gemara Ladoris, we know loy makfa, how do we know this Yisoid? That's Ladoris. If you don't do the mitzvah tenufa, still the korban is kosher. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, le tenufa lechaper. Make the tenufa, pick up the pieces of meat, and with that you'll have your kapor, you'll have your forgiveness. For the Gemara, v'chi tenufa mechaperis, does the tenufa make the kapara? For loyen kapara el adam. We know the yikah kapara he gets from the carbon is with his rikas adam. Shenema the pasuk says ki adam hu benefesh chaper. It's with the dam yavi kapara. How come the pasuk says by tenufa ninyo of kapara? It means the same thing. Shemos lo tenufa shira mitzvah. If somebody makes this mitzvah tenufa like yishurayim, a leftover part of the mitzvah, it's not so choshev in his eyes. As if to say, if somebody does not do the tenufa, is malal b'kosev, the pasuk tells you, kilo l'kipa v'kipa. True, he doesn't have a kapara mitzvah min amuvchur. He didn't bring the korban the best way the way he's supposed to, but v'kol pon v'kipa, you still have your kapara. So that's how we know l'duris. If you don't do the mitzvah tenufa, you still have your kapara. So according to Rabbi Chanina, who had been by the meluyim? If Aaron HaKohen did not do the mitzvah tenufa, the korban would still be kosher. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Dafei. Dafei in the middle of the Gemara. Dafei Maralef in the middle. Again, when the middle of a Shiloh, that the Gemara said, we had a Machlokes before between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina. That one said, Kol HaKosav Ben is Makav Ben. Any mitzvah that it said in the parsha of the Meluyim was Likuvei. Even though it only says it once, if you don't do it, it's possible. And one said, no. Only things that are Makav Lederis. That's what's Makav by the Meluyim. For the mitzvah like we just had, like Tnufa, like Smicha, just like about Lederis, it's not Likuva, who had in Beshas the Meluyim, it was also not Likuva. That was a Machlokes. So more says now in the middle, Rav Papa Roma, Prishat Shivam Ike Benayu. Another Nafka Miner is only things that, if anything that says in the parish is Likuva, or else only things that are Likuva other places is also Likuva here. Another Nafka Miner is Prishat Shiv Ike Benayu. If there's a mitzvah before you do the avodah to be part of 7 days. Laman di yom akol akosu behen, makiv behen, is makfa. According to Rabbi Yechanan that said, that anything that says in the parasha of Miluyim was likuvah. So by the parasha of the Miluyim it says that 7 days before they came into the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there was a mitzvah prisha. So therefore it's likuvah. That if Aaron HaKohen was not parish those 7 days, the avodah would be possible. But laman di yom but according to Rabbi Chanina, that says no, it's only something that Lederis for the future generations, if it's Likuva, it was Likuva b'shastim Meluyim. But something Lederis is not Likuva b'shastim Meluyim also was not Likuva. Even if you didn't do it, still the avoid it was kosher. Is Loi Makfa, then by Meluyim Gufa, if Aaron HaKohen was not Purish, the avoid it would still be kosher. So the more now Lederis Minolan Loi Makfa, how do we know this? That Lederis, like after Aaron HaKohen, the future generations, that if the Kohen is not Purish, like we're learning out there's a mitzvah on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol has to be Purish 7 days in advance. How do we know if he's not Purish, the avoid is still kosher? How do we know it's not Likuva? So Mor says a raya from our Mishnah, as we spoke out before. Midikotoni, in our Mishnah says, Masakinon, we prepare a second Kohen Gadol. Hey, so we're afraid maybe the first Kohen Gadol will become Tomei. Therefore, we prepare a second Kohen Gadol. What does that mean, prepare? That we make sure he has the Godim that will fit him. But V'loi Ketoni Mafrishin. But it does not say in the Mishnah you have to be Mafrish. The second Kohen also separate him 7 days before Yom Kippur to be able to do the Avodah. So it's Mashma, even though we don't do the Mitzvah Prisha, still, but ever the Avodah is kosher. That's why it's enough that we prepare a second Kohen. Because it's not so Shriach that the first Kohen should become Tomei. But Lu Yitzui does become Tomei, we're going to have a second Kohen ready to do the Avodah. Even though that second Kohen does not have a Mitzvah Prisha. So you see clearly from our Mishnah, even though you're not the Kohen before Yom Kippur, does not have the Afrosh for 7 days, still the Avodah is kosher. So Mele, according to Rabbi Chanina, since the Mitzvah Prisha Lederis is not Likuvah, who are then Bishastim Miluyim Gufa? If Aaron HaKohen was not a Purish, the Avodah would still be kosher. Ravina Amravina says, Ribui Shiva Umeshicha Shiva Ikebenayu. There's another Nafkamina. Ribui Shiva means the first 7 days you have to put on the Kohen Gadol his big day kuna. The eight begodim go on to a Kohen Gadol. So for the first 7 days, like before he starts doing the Avodah, he has to wear begodim. That's called Ribui Shiva. For the first 7 days before he starts doing the work, the actual Avodah, he has to put on every day his big day Kohen Gadol. Umeshicha Shiva Ikebenayu. Who are then there's a mitzvah that the first 7 days when a Kohen becomes a Kohen, we have to make Mashiach.
we pour on it from the Shemen HaMishcha. The same way this was by the Meluyim. By the Shiva Shemei Meluyim, those 7 days, it says, every day they put on the Begodim on the Kohanim, and they also made a Meshich all 7 days. So the Shaila of this mitzvah, to put on the Begodim all 7 days, and to put the Shemen HaMishcha on the Kohen, is that Likubanat. Loman diyom, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that kol hakosav ben makiv ben, anything that says in the parsha of Miluyim is likuva. If you don't do it, it's posel, is makva. So many of those 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if they did not put on the big day kohen every day, or they did not make a mashiach, or they did not pour the Shemen HaMishcha on top of them, their avodah would be posel. But according to Rabbi Chanina, loman diyom, that dover shein makiv l'derus, that some mitzvah, that even though it's negei l'derus in the future generations, but it's not likuva, if they don't do it then, the avodah is still kosher, is ein makiv behen. It's loy makva. It's not Yes, even Meshastim Meluyim, if by Aaron and his bonim, they would not put on his begodim those first 7 days, and they would not make the Shemen HaMishcha 7 days, still it would be kosher. Because the Deris, there's no likuva.
So Rashi explains, what does it mean, Ribui Shiva?
Rashi says, so Yishamesh Kohen Gadol Shiva Yomim Ritzufim. The first 7 days, Kishimamana Noise Bekuma. When we make a Kohen Gadol, become a Kohen Gadol, the first 7 days is the Yilboi Shemoyne Begodim, the Shas Avoida. So the Deek and Rashi, Mashmah, those first 7 days, when he becomes a Kohen Gadol, we have to put on him the special 8 Begodim that a Kohen Gadol wears. But Rashi says, Bishas Avoida. Mashmi, even those 7 days, he also does the Avoida. The Reboi Rashi Loshin Marbe, Meruba Begodim, Shumishamish Bishmoina, the Hedit Biabo. That a Kohen Gadol puts on more begodim than a Hedit. A Hedit only has 4 begodim, and a Kohen Gadol has 8 begodim. So Rashi learns the mitzvah called Shivri is those 7 days, you could do the Avoida. Hey, Spishash, you're doing the Avoida, you have to wear your big day Kohen Gadol. The Gemara Thurish tells it up that the Rambam was not like that. He learns, as always Mestavram, that the first 7 days was saying, we're mechanech the Kohen Gadol to become a Kohen Gadol. So before he could do the Avodim, the first 7 days he still has to put on his begodim and take it off. But those 7 days he doesn't do any Avodim at all. But Rashi says, no, even the first 7 days also, b'shas the Avodim, that's when we put on his begodim. That's one inyan. And vayta meshicha shiva. Min sheyitnu shemen ha-mishcha ha-roishoi. Or ben risei einov zayin yomim etufim. The first 7 days is the mitzvah to pour the oil, the Shemen HaMishcha, on top of his head, between his eyes. That's where it falls down. So, kol ha-kosav ben Rashi zayin yomim yamalei. V'chol milu yadayim omu shom levishas begodim. When the Torah says, milu yadayim, by a kohen, it means he has to wear his begodim. Shenemar u'digdei ha-kodesh, asher li'aron, yiyu lebon av acharov, lemoshcha behem. O Meshicha Nami, so says the Moshe Bem that goes on the big day kuna. O Meshicha Nami Kol Shiva, Mediyiskash Meshicha Luibui. Who are then the mitzvah to have the Shemen HaMishcha we pour on the Kohen the first 7 days, like we'll soon see in the Gemara, we'll make a Hekish. The union of putting on the Begodim to putting on the Shemen on top of the Begodim, the top of the Kohen. That's not Kamina. Even though we had this mitzvah B'Shastim Meluyim, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it was Likuva. According to Rabbi Chanina, no. Since Ladurus, it's not Likuvam, who adin b'shastim Meluyim? If they did not put on the Begodim the first 7 days, or they did not make the Meshicha the first 7 days, still, the Kohen Gadol could do the Avoida. Aaron HaKohen could have done the Avoida b'yom Shemini Shem Meluyim. Fred Gemara now. O Ladurus, minolon deloy makfa. How do we talk and know this, you said? That Ladurus is not Likuva this halacha. That a Kohen Gadol, the first time he becomes a Kohen Gadol, when we are Maman, a Kohen Gadol, there's a mitzvah l'chatchila. He has to put on the begodim the first 7 days, and we have to make a Meshicha, pour the Shemen on top of him the first 7 days. How do we know that if we don't do it, still is called a Kohen Gadol? The Tanya we learned. V'chiper ha-Kohen asher yimshach oisoi, v'asher yimalei es yodo l'chayen tachas oviv. It's talking about a Kohen Gadol, that we make a Kohen Gadol with Meshicha, Asher Yimshach Oisai, we pour from the Shemen HaMishcha on top of him, V'asher Yimalei Es Yodo, he takes over from his father, means we put on the big day kuna on this Kohen Gadol. Now, Matam Uloima, what do we need this Pasuk for? So Rashi said there's a Pasuk, V'chipur HaKohen Asher Yimshach Oisai, K'abu Yom Kippur B'yachri Mois Kziv. This is the parasha of Yom Kippur about the Kohen Gadol. So Rashi, Matam Uloima, what do we need this Pasuk for?
Im lelame chitaya voido b'kohen gadol, if to teach us that Yom Kippur needs the kohen gadol, Rashi v'loy kol ha'parsha b'yaron emrim. That we know already. The whole parsha of Achrei Mo'is by Yom Kippur talks about Aaron ha'kohen. V'zayis yov ha'yaron, v'nosa naron, v'hikra v'aron, v'bo aron. So pshita of Yom Kippur needs the kohen gadol. So what do we need in this new pasuk for that we have to yimshach? Oisai, he's the kohen gadol. So the Mora says like this. Lefi Shenema, because it says someplace else in Shemois Chavtis, that Rashi Lefi Shenema, the Pashas V'yata Tetzava, that's what we're talking about, Yeshiva Shemei Meluyim. Shivas Yomim Yilbisham HaKoyen Tachas Mibonov. Hoi Meid, Shivas Yomim Yilbisham HaKoyen Ratachtov, right, Mibonov. Hoi Meid Tachas Aaron, Dekuna, Gedoyla. Ashe Yove B'yom HaKippurim, Eloyo Moyim L'Sharas Bakoydish. And it's there right after the Pashas Meluyim, it says also that the Koyen Godel that will take over to go do the avodah by Yom Kippur, there's 7 days you have to do this. What? Lebichinema. Shivas yomim yul b'shom hakoyen tacht mibonov. That's for the first 7 days we have to put on him the big day kohen gadol, like we said. Is ainly yellow nisra b'shivam. We only know so far there's a mitzvah to put on the godim the first 7 days. Rashi learns the first 7 days he does the avodah, but every day to say that the first 7 days he has to put on the big day kuna. Now v'nimshach shivam. We only know it's good he can become a kohen gadol if he does these two things. If the first 7 days he puts on the begodim every day, and we do the mitzvahs meshicha, we pour oil on him every day. What about nisra b'shiva v'nimshach yom echad? Let's say no, he only puts on the begodim the first 7 days, but the mitzvah meshicha they only do one day, or else the opposite way. Nisra b'yom echad v'nimshach shiva minayin. How do we know that if we only put on the begodim one day, not all 7 days, and we make the Mashiach rule 7 days? In other words, how do we know that b'di'evid he can still be a kohen gadol even though he does not have these two mitzvahs of 7 days putting on the big day kuna, the gadol of a kohen gadol, and 7 days making the Mashiach? How do we know that still he's kosher, he's still called the kohen gadol, he could do the avodah Yom Kippur? Talmud Yoma, the pasuk says, asher yimshach oisai v'asher yamala yes yodai mikom akam. Mashm, as long as you made a ma'aseh Mashiach, at one time we poured the Shem and the Mishkan on top of the Kohen Gadol, and at one time he put on his begodim, he's called the Kohen Gadol. So that's the raya that l'dorois, even though there's a mitzvah l'chatchila, whenever we appoint a new Kohen Gadol, the first 7 days he has to wear his begodim every day, and we have to make a ma'aseh Mashiach every day, but that's only l'mitzvah. But d'yevid though, he's still called the Kohen Gadol. As long as you do it one time, he's called the Kohen Gadol. Tomorrow says, Ashkechon ribu shiva, lechatchila. That was the pasuk before, that shivas yomim yil b'shom ha-kohen tachtov mibonav. That the first 7 days, the kohen gadol, he's supposed to put on his big day kohen gadol every day. So that's the pasuk that there's a mitzvah. Aba mishicha shiva lechatchila minolon. How do we know there's a mitzvah for any kohen gadol? When he first becomes a kohen gadol, the first 7 days we have to have mishicha. We have to pour on top of his head, in between his eyes, for all going down his eyes, the shemen ha-mitzcha. How do we know that? So Iboy Yisayim in one teretz is midi yitzchua kro lemute. Since we have a posuk here that was said like mikol makam, that lemute it's not likuva, it's only the mitzvah. So the fact the posuk, we need an extra posuk to say it's not likuva, it's a raya though that l'tchila there is such a mitzvah like that. There is a mitzvah also the first 7 days to pour the shemen over his head. The Iboy Yisayim in another teretz is the yom akro. No, there's often a hekish. The yom akro, the posuk says o big day hakodesh. Asheli Aaron Yiyu Labonov Achrov. Hey, it's the same begodim that Aaron, the first kohen gadol, wore when his children take over, when they become a kohen gadol. They also have to wear it. Lamoshcha b'hem. They also have to have a meshicha. Ulamalei b'mis yodim. And they have to fill the hands, mean wearing their begodim. So in this pasuk says lamoshcha b'hem means you have to make a meshicha on the kohen gadol, and ulamalei b'mis yodim means they have to wear the begodim. Is ishkash meshicha l'ribui. And this pasuk here says a hekish. That the same way there's a mitzvah of putting on the begodim the first 7 days to become a kohen gadol, who are then there's a mitzvah the first 7 days to pour the meshicha, to pour the shemen on top of his head. Nor my ribu shiva, just like there's a mitzvah to put on the begodim the first 7 days, is af meshicha shiva. Who are then lechatchila there's a mitzvah the first 7 days you become a kohen gadol, we have to make meshicha, pour the shemen on top of you every day. So this again was another nafkamina. It says these two mitzvahs v'shasta miluyim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, whatever it says in the Pasha was likuva. So if Aaron didn't have these two mitzvahs, he couldn't be a kohen gadol. According to Rabbi Chanina, no. Just like Ladoiris, it's not likuva all seven as long as you do it one time.
who didn't buy the Meluyim, by Aaron HaKoyin, if the Evid, he would have only done it one day, he could still be a Kohen Gadol. So the more my time and now, the man the Yomar, Kol HaKosuv Ben Makif. What's that Kepshan Rav Yechanan? That he says, whatever it says in the Pashas of Meluyim, for that eighth day, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Aaron HaKoyin was the first one to do the Avodah, how do we know any mitzvah says there's Bikuvah? Because usually by Kodshim, the Klal is, you need a Shinu Olav HaKosuv Lakiv. If the Torah says a mitzvah one time, it means it's something nice to do, it's a mitzvah to do it. But if you don't do it, the korban is still kosher. By kodshim is new cloud, the Torah has to say it two times. So the Zohar here by the Meluyim, how do we know even though the Torah only says it one time, it's likuvam, if he doesn't do it, he's not called the kohen? Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Bisna, Omakro, the Pasuk says, the Yosisa Liyaron Olabonov, kocha. It says an extra word, kocha, this way. It means kocha ikuvahu. Since the Pasuk says kocha, this is the way it has to be done. If you don't do it this way, it's no good. So that's the raya that any mitzvah says in the Pasha, Miluyim is likuva. For the Gemara, hot teinach, kol milsa, tiksiva b'hayin yonah. That's good, everything it says.